Welcome back, beautiful humans. Today we're talking about something that affects millions of women, and yet we feel unheard, dismissed, or told it's just bad periods. We're talking endometriosis. It's a condition wrapped in pain, inflammation, confusion, and decades of misunderstanding. And today we're going to unpack why it happens, why it's so much more than just uterus tissue in the wrong place, why women are exhausted and fed up, and why terrain-based solutions can actually support the whole body. This isn't medical advice. This is education, empowerment, and giving women their power back. It's time. Endo is not just a uterus problem. It's not just a reproductive issue. It's a whole body inflammatory condition. And here's one truth that no one tells women. The uterus becomes a storage locker for inflammation and toxins over time. Why? Because the pelvis is lymphatically slow, hormonally sensitive, highly vascular, deeply connected to the gut, and deeply connected to the immune system. So when the body's overwhelmed, the pelvis becomes the overflow room. Now let's have a chat about the hidden drivers that no one talks about. One of my favorites is mast cell activation syndrome. So let's talk about mast cell activation. Mast cells release histamines, cytokines, and inflammatory mediators. They're part of the white blood cell system in the body. They can worsen period pain, pelvic inflammation, bloating and nausea, migraines, and fatigue. Women with endo often have undiagnosed MCAS patterns. So histamines isn't just about allergies. It's not just an allergy molecule. It's a hormone-like signaling chemical. So high histamine gives you more uterine contractions, more pain, more inflammation, and more swelling. This is why some women feel worse with wine and chocolate, aged foods, and fermented foods. And then we have the whole oxalate issues. Oxalates are sharp crystals that's found in many healthy foods. They can irritate tissues, worsen pelvic pain, trigger inflammation, and increase urinary and bowel discomfort. When women with endo often feel better on a low oxalate framework. There's so much information out there, and one of my favorite websites that I like to go to is sallyknorton.com. Her story is amazing. She just about killed herself with high oxalate foods. Well worth a look. Now let's talk about EMF, so electromagnetic frequencies and stress load. EMFs don't cause endo, but they can increase inflammation and nervous system activation, which worsen the symptoms. And now the trio that most women get put on over time. So painkillers, the oral contraceptive pill, Implanon, those little doodads underneath the surface of our skin. Again, no judgment. Women do what they need to do to survive. But long term, the use of these can flatten natural hormone rhythms, slow detox pathways, increase the histamine load, alter the gut microbiome, reduce nutrient absorption, and the uterus can become a storage unit for the overflow. Women are tired, women are done. So, women with endo aren't being dramatic, they're not exaggerating, they're not being too sensitive. They're living with chronic inflammation and pain, chronic dismissal, and chronic exhaustion, and they deserve solutions that honor their biology. So now let's have a chat about some terrain-based solutions that support the body. These aren't treatments, they're supportive frameworks that help the body regulate inflammation, hormones, and gut immune balance. Firstly, let's look at the low histamine framework. This helps to calm the mast cells, calm uterine contractions, calm migraines and bloating and nausea. So, have a look out there at a low histamine diet and calming the farm when it comes to histamines. Now, let's look at the low oxalate framework. This also helps to reduce pelvic pain, urinary irritation, bowel discomfort, and inflammation. Again, Sally K. Norton, love her website. gut repair. We've got to get into that because there's such a gut uterine connection and an immune uterine connection. So, because the gut and uterus share lymph, they share nerves, they share immune signaling, supporting the gut lining integrity can support inflammation, nutrient absorption, and hormone metabolism. And then the good old nervous system regulation. How many people who have been in pain since they were 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 with nasty periods are exhausted? The pelvis is wired to the vagus nerve. When the nervous system is inflamed, the pelvis feels it. Breath work, pulsed electromagnetic frequencies, grounding, and gentle movement all help. So now let's chat about how TriGLP can help to fit in with all of this. Again, not a treatment, but one that covers many, many, many of the bases for period pain. It's a metabolic and gut hormone support tool. So let's look at the GLP-1. So GLP-1 is a peptide. It's an incretin that our body should be making naturally, but with chronic inflammation and congestion and dysregulation, we're just not making it correctly. So the GLP-1 helps to support immune inflammation modulation, blood sugar balance, appetite regulation, and metabolic steadiness. So when you stabilize blood sugar, you have less inflammation and less pelvic flare. The GLP-2, also in TriGLP, it's the gut repair hormone. So it supports gut lining integrity, nutrient absorption, and immune balance, and it reduces the inflammatory signaling. So women with endo often have leaky gut, low digestive enzymes, food sensitivities and histamine overload. So GLP-2 helps to support the terrain. And the third incretin or peptide in TriGLP, in the TriGLP, is GIP. GIP helps with metabolic flexibility. It helps with insulin sensitivity and energy stability. So when the metabolism is calmer, inflammation is calmer. So, other things that we can do naturally to help all of this non-medically, women often find relief with heat pads, magnesium, gentle stretching, castor oil packs, ginger, turmeric, hot baths with lots of Epsom salts in them, grounding, the pulsed electromagnetic frequency mats. There's a fantastic one at Solex. I'll put the link below. It's really up-leveled from a lot of the other PEMF things out there, and particularly the yellow and green is amazing for lymph when you're choosing the color on it. Breath work and lymphatic movement. These don't fix endo, but they support the body's natural calming pathways. And one of the other things that I love about the TriGLP is that it supports the vagus nerve, balancing the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, because we've got receptors for all of these little guys in our brain and our nervous system. So all sorts of things can calm down as we get those little incretins into the body. So endometriosis isn't a character flaw. It's not a weakness. It's not just bad periods. It's a whole body inflammatory condition that deserves whole body support. Obviously, in my clinic here in Australia, I use all sorts of other things. I use Broccon sulfurophane and Masterpiece zeolites and Stem Enhance from Cerule and all sorts of things depending on the person. But there's lots of things we can do in our own homes. The TriGLP is an awesome start if you're just getting into this journey, because it does so much thing. It does so many things. And because they're natural incretins or natural peptides, there's another 500 enzyme reactions and peptides and downstream benefits because they're natural. We've activated these three little incretins in our gut. Women deserve validation. Women deserve education and options, compassion and empowerment. And most of all, they deserve to feel like their body is not their enemy. So if this episode resonated, share it with a woman who needs to hear it. You're not alone. You're not broken. Your body is communicating, and there are ways to support it. Have a fabulous day, and let me know if there's something particularly that you'd love me to do a video on. Have a fantastic day. Bye all.